Okay, we're going to learn the Vav in Masechtas Nedarim. We're going to start from the second line from the top, which is a Meisve. Obviously, we're asking a question, so we have to back up a second to figure out what the Shitas are beforehand on the bottom of Hayim Abayz, so that we know what the Gemara is about to ask Kasha on. So, the Gemara in Hayim Abayz is discussing the Sugya of Yodashen and Mechichas. We already know that there is a concept from Nazir and therefore also in Nedarim. There's a concept of Yodas, which means you don't have to finish the entire sentence to make an eder. We know we can finish the sentence for you and we know what you're going to say. Now, the problem comes to a situation where you started saying the sentence, but not only did you not finish it, it's also unclear, and let's say based on what we're going to learn today and what the maskana of the Gemara is, what makes something unclear? What makes something unclear is there's a possibility that that sentence can be finished in a different way. So now, you're not even really sure what exactly the nether is. Now, you kind of have a sense and a feel for really what the guy's trying to say, but it's not clear. It could be interpreted that this nether was intended to mean something else. So what we refer to as Yudayim Sheinu Mechichos, this is a Machloikas, Abaya, and Rava. Rava says Yudayim Sheinu Mechichos loy haven Yudayim, which means that it doesn't work as a yad, and therefore it's not a nether. So even though, again, Rava doesn't disagree that there's a concept of yadis, he just says that if you're going to do a yad, the yad should be clear what you're trying to say. You don't have to finish the sentence, but we have to know what you're doing. As opposed to Abaya, it says no. If Yodah Sheinu Mechichos haven Yudayim, it works. I don't need to know. As long as you know what you're saying, and it's a normal interpretation of what you're saying, so even though it's not 100% clear what you're trying to say, that's fine. That's good enough. That's also a yad for the nether if that's what you intend. So, again, without going into the machlikas rishonim of this, but the concept applies to whether or not there is a dvarim shebelev over here, whether what you're thinking gets included in the neder, or is everything included in what you're saying. So again, as I said, this is Machlekes Abaya and Rava, and the Chiddush is that Abaya holds, even if it's not Mechichos, it's still Havin Yadayim, it's still going to be considered a good neder. Okay, so now that we're familiar with the Shitas, the Gemara now is going to ask, with the Meisve, is going to ask on Abaya. The Meisve, so the Gemara says, Hare hu alai, hare ze alai. So the case is where a person says, I want this object to be usur to me. Doesn't, again, this is what makes it a yad, because he doesn't even say the word usur, he just says alai on me, or hare ze alai, this object should be alai on me, usur. So the Braisa says that is good enough and it makes the object aser. Mipnei shehu yad lekarbon, because that is the beginning of a sentence of how to make a carbon. Now, one of the things that I realized that actually took me a while, I saw later in the Ran, or maybe even in Tosfos, that we're not talking about an animal over here. So if we were talking about an animal, it would be a little bit more clear that when I say reze alai, then obviously I want that animal to be a carbon. What else do I want to do with the animal? We're actually, just again to appreciate the context of the Gemara, we're talking about that you're pointing at a piece of bread, and you're saying, Hareze alai. That this piece of bread should be on me. Now, what in the world are you talking about? You're obviously not bringing the piece of bread as a carbon, so what you mean to say is, I want to make it usher like a carbon. Oh, that's a classic yad linadarm, that I want to make it usher like a carbon. We have to finish that sentence, because that's not what you said. What you said is that it should be usher to me. You didn't even, again, use the word usher. You just said a raise a light. And that's the chiddush, that it's a yad, that it works. Now, the Gemara is going to make the point of, remember, we're supposed to be asking a kasha either on Abaya or Rava. It's a kasha on Abaya. The Gemara says, continues as follows. Taimo de Omer alai. It's only because I clearly said that the Isser should apply to me. Hu de Osser, that's why I created an Isser. Avaloy Omer alai, loy. But if I didn't say the word alai, it would not be Osser. Why? Because it's not clear. So tiyufta da Abaya, that would go against Abaya Shita, that would slug up Abaya, because Abaya says even if it's not clear, it should still be a nether. If I know what I meant, then it should be good enough. And here we see that it has to be clear. It has to be clear that it's trying to make the Isser on me. So we see Yadayim Sheinu Mechichos, according to this Braisa, loy have a Yadayim, not like Abaya. So Abaye answers, Taimod, or Abaye would answer. Whenever, by the way, just as a general rule, when the Gemara says, Amar lach Abaye, it's that the way to understand that is that Abaye is not here to answer this question. This is what Abaye would have said if Abaye was here. This is the Gemara, the Gemara contributing to what Abaye would have said when we asked this kasha. In any event, so Abaye says, Taimo de Omar alai hu de Asr. No, it's not the way you think that it's Asr versus Mutter. It's only because if I say a lie, hu de Asr. You're right. I'm asking that if I said a lie, it becomes Asr. Aval Omar hare hu. Veloy Omar alai. But if I just said harehu, and that's where I stopped my sentence, and I didn't add the word alai, which is what we were insisting on. But the reason why it doesn't work over here is harehu de hefker, harehu de tzedakah. Over here, there's not only another alternative way to interpret this, but there's a legitimate way to interpret this, which also creates exactly the same point. Or obviously it's different. It's a different type of nether. It's not an iser like a carbon, but it's another point which is totally valid and totally different. It's not, in other words, we're not trying to insert some random maybe this is what he meant type of concept. Well, this is actually what people do. People say hefker, or people say tzedakah, mean this same sentence to be finished with the words tzedakah. And it's not, in other words, we're not conjecturing, oh, maybe he meant that. This is actually, he actually might have meant that. Now, the way the Ran explains this Gemara is therefore because these are such good alternatives, this is not even Sheina Mechichos. Sheina Mechichos is a concept where it wasn't really clear. It's probably what he meant, but I could have thought it could have meant something else. I'm not sure. So it's Sheina Mechichos. It's not clear. So we're going to say yes, this is what he meant, according to Abaye. And he says it works because, that's obviously what he meant, even though it's not clear that he meant that. These are cases that not only is it not clear, it actually makes sense to go in the other direction. Which means, the way Ran explains, is that it's not even Eina Mechichos, it's less than Eina Mechichos. There are literally multiple options. And there are literally multiple good options, so then it's not even Mechichos, because it's not even Eina Mechichos, it's not that I don't know, I'm not sure. It's nothing. So the way Ran says, this is not even Eina Mechichos. Okay? Because there are so many good options. Now that's a good teretz, so meaning that Abaye is still safe to retain his shita, right? It's still safe to retain his shita that when it's not muchach, I can still hold of what I hold of. But over here, it's more than it's not muchach. Let's just read the Ran, by the way, on this line to just see what the Gemara says. If you look at the Ran, In the really wide lines on the bottom of the Gemara, it's about 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 lines from the bottom of the Ran. The Dibur HaMaskel is Harehu Hefker Ka'amar. So maybe he's saying that he is Hefker. So Kloimer, the Ran says, to explain what I just said, Debeloy Alai, if you don't add the word Alai, Afilu Yachen Mechichos Loihave. Even, this isn't even on the level of Yachen Mechichos La'Isr. Why? The mishum the yad ena ela ba'alai. It only becomes a yad when I say alai, because even with the word alai is what creates it to be a yad. That's what I'm trying to say, and I'm still missing plenty of words which makes it in the category of a yad, and it still could be ena mechichos once I say the word alai. The omar hareze alai. That you have to say the word alai in order to make it something. V'im masik diburav omar hare alai. Also, then if I say alai, now I'm already putting it into the category of a yad. In other words, the Ran is saying not that it's not even a yad in mechichos. It's not even a yad. It's nothing. It's just like walking around saying words that gibberish that have nothing to do with each other. So the Ran is actually explaining it even more than what I said. The Ran is saying it's not even, the chesaron over here is not that it's not a yad shen mechichos. The Ran is saying that it's not even a yad. Even a yad, which means that you're saying partial, a part of a sentence and you have to finish the sentence, Even yad needs something. You can't just say words and explain and hope that someone else is going to put together the words for you. It has to be that a lie. Okay, now we're talking. Now we're talking about something that applies to me. So now we can talk about whether it's this type of isser, it's that type of isser. I can finish the sentence, but I haven't even, so to speak, said a sentence yet. So if I haven't said a sentence, then it's not even a yad. That's the way the Ran explains the Gemara, which seems to be a good teretz. However, the Gemara has a technical issue, what I'll call a technical issue, because it doesn't fit into the brisa. Meaning, we're not necessarily disagreeing with the concept, but it's not what the brisa is saying. As the Gemara now, back in the Gemara continues, v'ham epnei shehu yad lekarbin katani. So if you look back at the brisa, when the brisa says the halacha, it says aser, and in the brisa it says mepnei shehu yad lekarbin. It's aser because it is a yad lekarbin. Now, so it's not because it that makes it into a yad. According to the way Abaye just answered the Gemara, we should have said it's aser because it's a yad. And according to Abaye, once it's a yad, I don't care whether it's a good yad or a bad yad. It's a yad, so it works. So why does the Braisa say because it's a carbon? It's not. It's a yad the carbon. Now the Ran adds an extra explanation over here. And what's the difference? Now, once I make it a yad l'karbon, the only way, the normal way of making something a carbon itself, not a regular neder. A regular neder, I don't necessarily need the word carbon per se. But to make something a carbon, I need to do it the way a carbon is made, and I need to say the word a lie. So if I'm saying it's because of the word, if I'm saying it's harezeh, and it's already a carbon, then the word a lie in that context is superfluous. So again, let's go, as I said, we happen to be talking about a loaf of bread. But let's say I was actually talking about an animal, and I was pointing to the animal, and I said, arezeh. So then it would be clear that the animal is being used for a carbon. It wouldn't even be unclear. So why would I have to say the word alai? So let's read the Gemara. Ela taimo, ela emo, so like this. Taimo da omar alai hu aser. Sorry, no, that's the Gemara's teretz, how the Gemara says. So the Ran explains. So the Ron explains the Gemara's kasha is like this. So if we're talking about that, it's a carbon, and I'm saying the word a lie, which actually in that context is unnecessary, the only explanation would be is because the Braisa itself holds that I have to be mechiach. Because again, why else would I spell it out? If I hold in a mechichos works, I don't need to be so clear. I could be half clear and it also works. Elamai, by the fact that the Braisa made a point and went out of its way to say that we're talking about a lie, that we're talking about that it has to be super clear, must be that the Braisa holds that it has to be Mechichais, which again results in a kasha on Abaya that says even if it's not Mechichais, it doesn't work. So at this point in the Gemara, we're left with a kasha. So finally the Gemara says, no, it's not a kasha on Abaya because that's not the point that the Braisa was trying to make. So the Gemara now continues. Ela emo taimo to amar alai huda hu aser b'chaveirei mutter. This is similar to what we saw earlier in the Gemara when we saw Shmuel Shita on Daf Gimel on the base. So a similar type of teretz here, Abaye is saying, if I say the word alai, what I'm doing is not that I'm making it into a yad and not that I'm defining what the iser is. I know what the iser is, but with the word alai, it's limited to alai. It's my problem. It's my iser because I said alai on me. The chaver and mutter, and my friend is not going to be part of the iser. Abul Omar hare hu. But if he says harei hu without the word alai, then shneim asurin, then both of them become asur, and this is how it fits into the brayso. The dilma harei hu kehektish ka'amar. Maybe he literally meant that it should be real hektish, and if it's real hektish or similar to real hektish, I should say, even if it's not literally hektish, but it's similar to real hektish, so then everybody becomes asur, right? As we all know the halacha. If I donate something to hektish, the property belongs to Hektish, everybody has the equal Isurim, even though it originally started as my property, and even though I was the one who donated as Hektish, it's not only Hektish to me, it's Hektish to the whole world. So the same thing over here is true. If I don't say the word a lie, what I'm trying to say, it's not an Isur on me, it's Usur. Usur means Usur to everybody. So that's what the word a lie is coming to explain. So not what in the Havamina of the Gemara, in the Kasha of the Gemara thought that the word a lie was necessary to create the Isur. Without the word a lie, it wasn't usur at all. And the Maskana of the Gemara is saying, no. Without the word alai, it also would have been aser. But the problem would be that it would be very aser. It would be aser to everybody. Alai is a limitation to say that it's only aser on me and not on everybody. So again, so Abaye's shita still remains, and Abaye still holds about yadayim shein mechichas having yadayim. This sugya, this brisa, is not a discussion of mechichas or not mechichas. This is a discussion of a yad, and the question is how far did the yisur go? That's the first meisvei of the Gemara. Next, meisvei. Now we're going to actually talk about an animal, talk about the carbon itself, and what do I have to say when I donate a carbon? So the Gemara brings a brisa. Hare zu chatos. If I say this animal is a chatos, hare zu asham, or it is an asham. Afal pishu chayev chatos. Even if the individual making this statement is actually obligated to bring a carbon chatos, you know, whatever he did something of the shoygig that's chayev chatos. So he happens to be chayev chatos for asham, or he's even chayev an asham. And he says, I want this as a chatos. Lo yamar klom. That is nothing. Unless, the brisa continues, harezu chatos si, this should be as my carbon chatos, harezu ashami, or it should be my carbon asham. So, then it depends. Very simply, im ayim mechuyiv, if he happens to be at that time chayev to bring a carbon chatos, and he wants to bring this as a carbon chatos, dvar of kayomen, then it's very clear that that's what he wants it to be, and this animal becomes his chatos for purposes of being fulfilling that, satisfying that chiyuv. So again, tiyuv to da abaya, because once again we are requiring that the person says very clearly that it's an isser on himself, and he has to spell it out. So not like Abaya that says you don't have to spell it out. So Amar lach Abaya. So Abaya has no possible answer except Hamani Rabbi Yehudihi. He'll say, okay, you're right. This brisa does not. I don't work with this brisa. This brisa doesn't fit with my shita. It must be Rabbi Yehuda's shita that says that you need yodai mechichas. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda's shita, as we quoted on Daf Hey Amabez, was the shita in Masechtas Gittin that you have to spell out that when a person hands a get to his wife, not only does he have to hand her the paper, and not only does he say this is a get, but he has to say, and this should be our separation, and this should be this get should keep us apart, and it allows you to do whatever you want. He has to give a whole speech in order to make it super duper clear. So we see that Rabbi Yehuda Shita also, it has to be very clear. So in Harami, this price is going following the Shita's Rabbi Yehuda. The problem is, as the Gemara points out, Abaye Yehuda Omar, another Omar, Afilu the Rabbi Yehuda. Abaye on the bottom of Hamabes said, oh no, I'm not limited to the Rabbanan Shita that it doesn't have to be clear. Even Rabbi Yehuda, because he said it was a special din by get, but Rabbi Yehuda holds by get, there's a sefer krisus, so it has to be clear. But by Nedarim and by Karbonos, it doesn't have to be necessarily that clear. That was what Abaye said. Abaye was saying that I could hold, that even Rabbi Yehuda would hold the Yadayim Shein Mechichos works, but now Abaye is contradicting that, and Abaye is saying, no, this brisa is a case of Neder, it's not Gittin, which, remember, Abaye was saying that Rabbi Yehuda had a unique Shita in Gittin. It's not true. Now Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is applying even in regular Nedarim type of cases. So, which is not consistent with what Abaye answered before. So the Gemara answers. The Gemara actually agrees and says, Hoder Bey, Abaye retracted from what he said before. And Anachanami, he really does hold Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. That's Rabbi Yehuda's Shita in all of Shas, not just Gittin. It's not a unique concept to Gittin that you have to spell it out. Abaye Shita is, at least the way he interprets Rabbi Yehuda, is that Rabbi Yehuda is always holds you need mechichas. And not like Abaye. Abaye will say, I'll hold like the Rabbana that holds, you don't need mechichas. Now, if that's the case, it comes out that Abaye is, so to speak, inserting himself into the Machlekes Rabbanan Rabbi Yehuda. He's only holding like the Rabbanan. So if so, the Gemara says, Elema Rava to Amak Rabbi Yehuda. So then it comes, then maybe it should come out that Rava only holds like Rabbi Yehuda Shita, because Rava, remember, holds, you need Mechichos. And clearly we just stated that Rabbi Yehuda also only holds, you need Mechichos, all over. So now it comes out, remember that brings us back to the question that we had on Hayam Beis, which was, why would Abaye and Rava have the same achleik as Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan? So if Rabbi Yehuda is consistent, if Abaye clearly is only holding like the Rabbanan, and Rava, do we have to say that Rava is only holding like Rabbi Yehuda Shita? So Amalach Rava, so Rava will say no. I know, da Amri afilu the Rabbanan. I will still hold that I can be either Shita. I can be the Rabbanan and I could be either the Rabbanon or Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because I'd come like come a Rabbanon, deloy bein in yaday mechichos alagabe get. This idea that the Rabbanon say that I could just say what I want to say and we get the hint is only by get. Dein adam agarish say shes chaveiroi. Because if he's handing her a get, obviously he's divorcing his wife and it's only his wife. Remember, the mechichos over here that we're talking about is that it applies to me. That seems to be the sugi over here of what, when we talk about mechichos over here, we're talking about that it applies to me. Obviously, by get, it applies to the guy himself, the guy who's handing the get. Can't apply to, can't be giving someone else's get. But Anachanami, Rabbi Yehuda Shita, excuse me, the Rabbanon Shita is that it's only unique by get that I don't have to say anything because the circumstances add to the explanation. It becomes obvious what I'm trying to do. So I don't have to say it outright. Whereas where I'm creating an Isser for the first time, if I don't say what the Isser is, then it's not going to be clear what the application, where the Isser applies. So, Limaskonas HaGemara, at this point in the Gemara, comes out, very interesting, that it's not a Machlekes Abaye and Rova. The Machlekes Abaye and Rova is not necessarily the same Machlekes as Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda, even though Abaye can only hold like the Rabbanon, Rava can still hold like either Shita. Yes, there's a Machlekes in the Gittin. There, the Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda are very clearly state their opinions. But in terms of how it applies in other places like Nedarim, there Rava says either Shita could work with Nedarim, either it is Mechich or not Mechich. Obviously Rava Shita is, they'll both agree that it has to be Mechich. Even the Rabbanon will agree that it has to be Mechich when it comes to Nedarim. It's only by Gittin that they don't have to be Mechich because of the circumstances, because he's handing her a get. That is the Maskonis of Gemara in terms of the Machlekes Abaye and Rava. That takes us to the bottom of Vav Amud Aleph. Okay, now moving on to really the next sugya. The next sugya, the Gemara right at the top of Vav Amud Beis says as follows: Boira Popo Yesh Yad the Kedushin Oy Loy. Is there a concept of Yodois when it comes to Kedushin? Obviously, we established that there's a concept of Yad by Nozir, we established there's a concept of Nedarim, there's a Yad by Nedarim. Now, here, by Kedushin, there is no, Kedushin is not a sugi which, so to speak, ties into Nedarim per se. There's no connection, there's no Hekesh, there's no connection. So do we say, now that we've established this concept, that I could say a half a sentence, and in a context, by the way, where it's my sentence that makes it happen, that I need my sentence, I need my words to make it happen, and we see that I need, and Yad works, that even though I need my sentence doesn't have to be 100% clear as it work. So here's another circumstance, which again has nothing to do with Nedarim per se, but it's also a circumstance where I need my words in order to make it happen. So does that apply, will that, by Kedushin, also I'm only, if I don't say Haret Mekudeshes, if I go over to a woman and I hand her a ring and I don't say anything, we're not married. I need to say Haret Mekudeshes Li, I need to say something in order to create the circumstance that makes it into a Kedushin. So therefore, here also it's the words, so we want to know whether these words also, Yesha the Kedushin Eloi, is it enough? If it's clear what I'm trying to say, or I say a half a sentence, and that is, does that have Kedushin? Now, does that create a Kedushin or not? Before the Gemara answers the specific question of Yodos or not, the Gemara wants to know, where is this even relevant? Where would this play out? So, Hechidami, what's the case? So the Gemara's case is like this. Ilema da omar la leisha hare at mekudeshes li. Where he goes over to one woman, and he does the full procedure, and he says, hare mekudeshes li. Beautiful, that's for sure a good kedushin. The omar lechaverta, and then he turns to the woman standing next to her, and says, va'at nami, and you also, now again, he didn't say the words hare mekudeshes li, he just said, you also, which the word also implies that whatever I said to this first girl also applies to the second girl. That is considered spelling it out. The Gemara says, pshita, that's pashat haina kedushin atzman. That is kedushin. Why? Because if it's carrying over from the first sentence, I don't have to repeat the same words over and over again. If I said it once, and I said it fully once, and I said it applying to one person, I could apply the same words to a second person without saying it. That, and as long as I say also, which implies that it's the same words that are going to apply in a second situation, the words are already said. So therefore, that is for sure going to be a full-fledged Kedushin. Now, the Ran does add something very interesting to this Gemara, which is important to know to make this into a case. The case is as follows. The case is where he handed the first girl the Ran's words are two prutas. But, in other words, we know that in order to make it to be Mekadosh a girl, there's two parts to the process. One is you have to hand her something. You have to hand her something of value, which we always, in our days, we use the word a ring. So we hand her a ring. And you have to say, Harei Mekadosh. And you have to say that the purpose of this ring is for us to get married. Those are the two components to getting Kedushin. Obviously, with Edim and all those other things, we're not dealing with Masechet Kedushin now. But in terms of what the guy has to do, he has to physically hand her something, and he has to say something. So here in this case, what was interesting is that he did not hand the second girl anything, because if he handed her something and he said these words, then we wouldn't even have a sugi over here. That wouldn't even be the sugi of Yad. The case was that he handed the first girl two rings. Obviously, one is for herself. And then the question is, what is the second one for? So that's the context in which the Gemara is saying, if he says, Va'at Nami, and you also, he turns to the second girl and says, you also, even though he didn't hand her the ring, because again, if he handed her a ring, it wouldn't even be a yad. That would be straight out Kedusha. That, it's a yad that works because actually the Gemara itself says not even a yad. The Gemara says that's also because he said you also. So even though he didn't hand her the Kedushin, he didn't hand her the ring, we understand that the second ring that the first girl is holding is meant for her. She could be, as the Ran says, she will be a shliach. She will be a shliach for the second girl. And therefore it's a regular Kedushin, no questions. Elo, so that isn't even the case that our Gemara is discussing, which we're mesupik about. Elika going, so the Gemara says the case is going to Omar Lo Leisha. He says to one woman, Harei Mekadosh Asli, fine, no problem. The first woman he marries straight out. The Omar Lo Lechaberta, and then turns to the second one and says, Va'at. That's all he says. And you what? So we don't, now it's not, now he didn't even finish a sentence. So now we need the concept of Yad. Mi amrinon va'at nami Omar Lo Lechaberta. Do we finish the sentence for him and say, yeah, what he meant to say, and you also? Again, once you say the word also, whatever applied to the first woman applies to the second woman. So then we are saying, you also, but he didn't actually say the word also. But so that would be the yad aspect of it. V'tafsi bar kedushin l'chaverto, and therefore the conclusion would be that it would be kedushin for the second girl also, if we apply the concept of yad. Or maybe va'at chazoi, or maybe what he's saying, because he doesn't finish the sentence, we can finish the sentence to say you are also worthy. I also see you as a potential. Amar lo l'chaverto. That's what she was saying to the friend, but she didn't say you also are married. He just said you're also available. And then it would be the case that it would not be typhus, because then he wouldn't be saying kedushin. It wouldn't be a yad. So that is the Gemara's question of whether we say yad, which, again, forget about the sugya. Let's not introduce the sugya of whether it's mechiach or not mechiach over here. Let's even assume that that's close enough to be mechiach. The point is it enough that I didn't point out, I didn't say the full sentence, I don't necessarily know that I could apply the Areat Mekadesh's lead to the second girl or not. Remember, the first girl is still holding on to a ring for her. So it's not like he didn't give her something. He didn't hand her something, because if he handed her, then we wouldn't be discussing. But there's something out there for her, and he's also saying, again, you. And then the question is, does that sentence and you mean, is that enough of a yad by Kedushin to make the second girl married or not? Now, that's the Gemara's question. Now, before the Gemara finishes the Maskana over here, the Gemara wants to know, actually, is this even a question? Because remember, interestingly, it's Rav Papa that's asking the question. So the Gemara says, Umimi boyile l'Rav Papa, is this even a question for Rav Papa? Because Rav Papa actually had an opinion on this sugya. So Rav Papa already had a discussion with Abaya, and he said, So he asked Abaye the question about in Shmuel Shita. Now we know that Shmuel Shita is that Yadayim works and you need Yadayim Mechichas. So his question was, does Shmuel hold Yadayim She'ein Mechichas having Yadayim? Does he hold that even if it's not Mechiach, does it work? And by the way, obviously this conversation between Rav Papa and Abaye was in the context of Kedushin, not in the context of Nedarim, because that would have nothing to do with our question. Our question is about Kedushin. So he asked him, does he hold of Eina Mechichos? Now, by the fact that his question was about Eina Mechichos, Michlal, so that implies the Svira Leila Rav Papa, the Yesh Yad LeKedushin. So that would lead us to believe that there certainly is a Yad LeKedushin. It's just a question of a level. It's a question of when it's not Mechiach, whether that's considered a good Kedushin or not. But certainly there is a concept of Yad. It's only a question of what kind of Yad works. So if so, the Gemara is scratching its head. It's flustered over here. I don't understand. What's Rav Papa asking about whether there's Yadis by Kedushin? He clearly holds there is Kedushin because it seems that his only question is about whether it has to be Mechich or not. But the fact that a Yad works, a Yad should certainly work. So the Gemara says no. Chodem Igoi. He was asking the question within the question itself. In other words, my desvirle l'shmuel, in that which Shmuel apparently does hold that Yad works, Omer Leila Abaye, that is where he was having his discussion with Abaye. First of all, so in other words, it's one question that leads to a second question. The first question is there a Yad? That is really my basic question. Is there a Yad in the concept of Kedushin or not? Then, okay, according to Shmuel, clearly there is a Yad, but now that Shmuel apparently goes in the direction that there is Yad by Kedushin, does he hold that it's even by Eina Mechichos or not? That's a question, that's so to speak a next level question, where in Shmuel itself. But Rav Papa is asking according to everybody else, not in Shmuel per se, I don't even know, I have a gating question, I have a preliminary question about whether or not we even have a Yad. Is there a concept of Yad by Kedushin or not? According to Shmuel, clearly there is, and then in Shmuel, the question is, okay, now that you hold it as Yad, does it have to be Mechiach or not? But that's the way, and therefore a Papa, so to speak, leaves without answering the question. He leaves it as a question, is there a concept of Yad by Kedushin or not? Okay, so there is an interesting Ran that goes back and forth over here and says, I don't understand. Well, why there is a question of Yad? Because we all agree that if he gave her why is Kedushin, so to speak, different than Gittin? Because we already learned by Gittin that there is a concept of Yad. As we, on Amud Aleph, we had a Machlekes Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda, and we said that that applies by Gittin also, and he hands her a get, that it's a Yad, and the only Machlekes is whether it has to be Mechiach or not Mechiach. But Yad, that was never even a question by Gittin. So why would Kedushin be any different than Gittin? So again, until now, we've been talking about Nedarim and those things that were connected to Nedarim. So we understand that Torah says that's a concept of Yad. But Kedushin has nothing to do with Nedarim. And for that matter, Kedushin and Gittin are usually go hand in hand. Whatever the rule is by Kedushin or Gittin, the same applies to the other one. So why is it that by Gittin, this is what's bothering the Ran in the middle wide lines of the Ran. Why is it that by Gittin it was obvious that there's a Yad? And by Kedushin it's not obvious that there's a Yad. So the Ran answers that by Gittin, the difference is that by Gittin, you handed her the get. That was the case that the Mishnah said, that we were talking about. He handed her a get, and then it was just a question of what he has to say, whether he said the full sentence, a half a sentence, whether it's Mechiach or not Mechiach, but he definitely handed her a get. So the Ran says, there's no question when I do a Maisa, and I have a Dibur, that combination allows you to be much more flexible with your Dibur. Because the action defines the Dibur. Again, there's still an obligation that you do a Dibur. You have to say something. You can't, It is a component over here. You have to say something. So, but when you have a maisa like a guy handing his wife a get, so there's an action. So then clearly you don't even have to be super clear anymore because the action speaks for itself. But you need to say a dibur also. Fine, so I'll say the dibur. Dibur doesn't have to be clear. Here, as we said before, the Ran Lishitasoi said the case over here was that there was no action necessarily because he didn't hand the second girl her ring. He handed that ring to the first girl, and then we don't know whether that ring was intended for the second girl or not. So if the dibur is good, then it makes it that that the ring was then as if handed, she became a shliach and it was as if handed to the second girl. But if the dibur itself is not good, if the dibur itself is not machich, or we say that there's no yad by kedushin, because you don't have the action to bring it to that close enough, so then, anachanami, that's why we have a question over here. Is the yad good enough to make, so to speak, a half action into the action? So again, just to define and explain the Ran one more time. If you have an action, then the dibur, then the non-perfect dibur is certainly a yad, even though it's not connected to nedarim, but the dibur together with an action is certainly going to be enough. But the problem over here is that you don't have a full action. The case of that, that's why we set up the case here in Kedushin, that I don't have a full action. Cause I did hand a ring, which obviously I have to do something, but I didn't hand it to the right person. And my dibur is not a full dibur, it's only a yad. So then that combination, that's where the Gemara is going to have a question whether or not there's a concept of yad by Kedushin. Okay, and as so far in the Gemara does not answer this question. The Gemara leaves it as an open-ended question. The only issue was whether it has, in Shmuel, whether it has to be Mechiach or not Mechiach, but other than Shmuel, we don't even know whether there is a Yad by Kedushin or not. Let's continue with the Gemara. The Gemara then continues. Boy Rapapa. Rapapa has another question, and this one is somewhat more related to Nidar. Yesh Yad Lepeya or Ein Yad Lepeya. Can I create peah when, again, I'm not saying the full sentence? So obviously we all know what peah is. Peah is the idea that when a person has a field, he has to leave over a corner of the field for the aniyim. So the halacha is that again, some of us are familiar with, some of them are not, that in peah you have to designate the corner. Now, the designation doesn't necessarily have to be with words outright. It could be by the fact that you purposely leave it over. But it's apparently you have to say something in the context of pay also. You do have to say something. So, again, under normal circumstances, you would just say, "This, I'm leaving this corner over for pay." No problem. The Gemara's question over here is, if I didn't say it clearly, I used a yad, I used a half a sentence, does that create the pay or not? So once again, before the Gemara answers the question or delves into the question itself, first the Gemara wants to know what the circumstances. Does it even have an actual application? So hechi dami. What would be the case that we were discussing whether or not it's peah? Ilei medamer hadein ugyo lahave peah. If the case was, again, in my initial statement was that this corner or this patch or this row, according to the way the Ran learns, this row, this ugya lahave peah, it should be peah. That's, again, that's 100% making it peah, because I just said, this row, I have a designated area, and I said that it should be peah. There's really no question that, of course, it's peah. But then I continued, then I said, vahadein nami, and this also, or this corner, I also, again, I didn't finish the sentence by saying it should be peah, but I said the same thing. It should be exactly what the first one was. Hahi peah mal yosahi. Once again, there's no question that that is for sure peah. Now, the way the Ran is learning, the Ran adds something a little extra and says that the case was, in the first case, where the Gemara said that it is for sure peah, is talking about where I did not leave enough in my first statement to be what I would on average consider a normal amount of peah. Let's say, just for argument's sake, let's say the expectation is there should be three rows of the field in order to consider a peah, let's just say, and I only designated two out of the three rows, so then clearly the second sentence when I say v'hadei nami, and this one also, that is for sure the third row, then there's no question that, of course, I meant it to be peah, because I hadn't yet satisfied, so to speak, my obligation to give peah, and this third row would fit into that satisfaction. And I said, it should be also, so it, again, it has all the elements that you need. It has the element of the of an actual field, and it has the element of my words. So, v'adei nami, that is not even a yad, that's considered clear, that's almost as if I said it outright, that it's going to be peah. So, where is the question? Kikami boyele, the question is, in the case as follows. Kugoyin d'amar v'hadein. Where I said, and this one also, v'loy omar nami, and I didn't say also. Now here, we're talking about where the Ran switches a little bit, where I did give, I fully satisfied my obligation for peah in my first contribution, and so I don't really need the second contribution at all. And on top of that, I just said v'hadein, and this. And I didn't finish my sentence at all to say, and this what? What about this? So, v'loy omar nami, and I didn't say the word nami, which would have made it the same, and say, yeah, the second patch also is exactly like the first patch, which would have been enough, because then it would be clear that I wanted to give peah. So then, that's where our question is, whether or not that would be a yad, that since I said v'hadein, and I could clearly finish the sentence to mean that I meant that the second one should also be peah, so that would be a yad. It should work, if I hold of yodos by peah, it works. Now, before we answer this question, the Gemara just has a side point. Michlal, but by the fact that I can give a second feel, a second corner. And as we explained according to the Ran, that second corner was beyond, above and beyond what I needed to satisfy my chiyuv of peah. So Michlal, and the Gemara still says that it works. If the only issue is that I didn't finish my sentence. My sentence is the problem, not the donation. So Michlal, so that seems to imply that if I wanted, I doesn't have to be even the corner. If I want, I could donate the entire field, which doesn't really make sense. It doesn't fit into the definition of what peah would naturally mean. That by corner, normally, to have a corner, I need to have something else, and the corner is just a part of it. By saying I'm giving the entire field, then there is no corner. It seems to imply that I could give more than necessary. So once I can, and right by the fact that the whole case of the yad was that I had given a full satisfaction, and now I want to also potentially give a second field or a second corner, and the problem is only as to whether I said the right words. But if I had said the right words, it wouldn't even be a question that I for sure meant to give the second corner, and it would work. So we see that I could give more than necessary. So if I could give more than necessary, I should theoretically be able to give an entire field worth. Which again is slightly problematic because it's not a corner anymore. That's an entire field. So does that work? The Gemara says, "In Batani, yes, it does work." And I even have a brisa that proves that it could work. That I could actually, if I want, I could give an entire field as peah. As the brisa says, "Minayin shem rotu l'asa is kol sadeo peah." Or you say, how do I know that if I want to make my entire field isn't paying, meaning I'm donating it to the Aniyim, and the Aniyim can take whatever they want? Or you say he could do it, Talmud Leimer, how do I know that's true? Because the Pasuk says, pass sodcha, corner of your field. Now, it doesn't say of. If it would have said peya shebis sodecha, the corner of your field, so then the Pasuk would be telling us that there has to be a remainder. There has to be a field, and you're only giving a portion, a corner of that field. But by the fact that it says pasodcha, it says sodcha, your whole field, the peya is your field, so it could be, so the Gemara is interpreting it, the Brisa is saying that means I can give the entire field as peya. In any event, okay, so it's clearly that I could make the second extra credit into peah also. The problem over here is that I used the yad to create that second field. So the Gemara therefore explains finally the question. Mi amrin, and do we say kiven de iskish le karbonos? Now peah, as we'll see in a moment, is part of the same pasuk of that we could also darshan karbonos from. So since it's compared to karbonos, ma karbonos yesh lehen yad, and we know certainly in the context of karbonos, that's your classic example of a neder, that I'm bringing a carbon, I don't have to fill the sentence, a yad would work. There's definitely a concept of yad by karbonos. af peya yesh lo yad. So too, since peya is in the same pasuk, we should theoretically make the hekesh and therefore allow a yad by peya also. A dilma, or maybe no. Ki iskis labal ta'acher hudiskis. Since we're talking about korban, and it's not clear what the hekesh is for, as we'll see in a moment, as the Ran and other mafarshim explain, that the problem was that even though there's a hekesh, and generally speaking, we don't do a half a hekesh. The ein hekesh l'chatzoyin is really what we hold. If there's a hekesh, we really put everything together. So why in the world would the Gemara have a havamina over here that the hekesh only applies halfway? The answer is, as we'll see in a moment, because the pasuk is really not that clear that we're talking about carbon, and we're also not clear that it's talking about peah. So the pasuk itself is not clear that that's what we're talking about. We interpret the pasuk that way, and therefore we say, well, the pasuk is talking about this, and the pasuk is talking about that, so we're putting it together. We're creating a whole drasha to put it together. So it's not your classic type of hekesh, which would require that everything is the goes back and forth, that if the halacha applies, it applies to everything. In any event, so that's why the Gemara has a question over here, whether we say the concept of yad applies from korbanos to peah, whether this is really a full hekesh or not. Because yes, there will be a hekesh, there's something about them that's the same, and because the pasuk happens to be talking about ta'acher, so the concept of bal ta'acher certainly applies to all of them. It applies to korban, therefore applies to peah also, that I have an obligation to give the peah before it's too late. But the question is, okay, does it also apply to yad? And we want to know, that's really our essential question over here, do we say yad or not? So let's just finish off now on the bottom of Amud Aleph and the top of Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara finishes off on the bottom line, the Hecha Iskish. Where do we see this Hekish that there is a connection between a regular carbon and regular carbon and Peah? The Tanya we learned in a Braisa, now on the top of Zayin Amud Aleph, we're just going to do this top line, literally the top line. The pasuk says, me'imach. That's the pasuk, and we darshan that the word me'imach, this whole pasuk, as we'll see in a second, this whole pasuk is really set for a drasha. The word me'imach is zeh leket shikol peah, is referring to that you should be giving from your own. You should be contributing it to the aniyim. So it includes leket shikha and peah. So the question, so there we see that the pasuk is discussing peah, and it's in the context, and it's similar to korbanos. Let's just see what this pasuk is referring to, and we'll stop with this. So again, but before we go through the pasuk, I just want to again re-emphasize or reiterate what the Gemara's question is. Gemara's question is there a yad by peah? What would be the question? The question simply is this pasuk that we now know is referring to leka shikha and peah, which also has an element of karbonos in the same pasuk. So do we say that if there's a concept of yad by karbon, there should also be a yad by peah? Okay, so it's not a logical question anymore. This is just a drasha question. Do we say that the pasuk is making a hekesh to yad by peah, and therefore yad would work by peah? So what is the pasuk? Let's just spend one more minute on the pasuk, and then we'll stop. The pasuk says, "Ki sidor neder la Hashem elikecha." This is the pasuk itself. Loi sa'acher. So again, as the Gemara says, we clearly make the hekesh to the concept of bal ta'acher, because that is what the pasuk is talking about. Loi sa'acher l'shalmoi. You can't delay in paying it. And here's the part of the pasuk that we darshan. Ki daroishi d'reshenu Hashem alaykecha me'imach. Because Hashem is going to demand and going to search for the fulfillment of this mitzvah. Because if you don't fulfill it, there will be another error. Okay, now. So what is this pasuk talking about? Because so kisidur neder, the first part of the pasuk that says kisidur neder, obviously that's talking about a regular neder, which by the way, regular neder we always put together with karbonos. So we see the beginning of the pasuk is talking about karbonos. Then the words Lashem alekecha that happens to be talking about erchin and charomim and hekdeshos generally. Then the pasuk continued, Kidoresh Yidrashena, that's talking about your korbonos, that your chayav, a chatos, and an asham, and a shlomim. And then finally, the pasuk, part of the pasuk which our Gemara quotes, which is relevant to us, as Meimach, that happens to be talking about Leket Shikho Upeya. So this pasuk, again, as I said, is not outrightly, even though we darshan that that's what the pasuk is referring to, doesn't say the word korban. It's a drasha that it's talking about korban. It also doesn't say the word peah. It's a drasha that it's saying the word peah. But that is in fact what we use the pasuk for. And now that all of these concepts are all merged into the pasuk, again, by drasha, not outright, but by drasha, so clearly the concept of loisa achar applies, because that is the point of the pasuk, that is the drasha of the pasuk, that the pasuk is talking about baal ta'achar, and including all these various variations of obligations, kabonos, hektish, and lekha shikha and peah. Now the question that we leave off with is, so now, once there's a hekesh, we do see that there's as the Ran, I think, uses the word amamat, Sinu, that we see that the concept applies by karbonos. So now, does the concept and karbonos do have a yad? So do we borrow the concept of yad from karbonos, which is in the same pasuk of peah, and say that peah also should have the concept of a yad? Okay, we'll stop over here, and the Gemara leaves this with a question. At least for now, the Gemara leaves it open ended: is there a yad by peah or not? We'll stop over here.